Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Today is Thursday.
And it is today.
Okay, just remember Thursday.
Thursday.
That's today.
Do you know what time it is?
It's time to wake up now.
I'm wide awake. I've never been more awake in my life.
If I can be a little critical, lay off the caffeine, and bring it down a little bit.
Take it down a notch.
Take it down a notch.
No, you take it down a notch. You're not the boss of my notches.
It's showtime.
Yep, it's showtime. It is Thursday with the Mike and Carla Morning Show, waking you up at 6:07 along with our producer, Morty, who is producing from home. The phone went dead. Jeez. He's looking for a charger. I said, you know, Christmas is right around the corner.
So is his birthday, I think.
We don't know for sure, but
Morty, you have that Star Wars phone charger.
Yes.
You have that one. Plug that in.
Put the Star Wars charger in the wall and charge your phone.
There, do that one. Yeah.
I am your charger.
Okay. Yeah, Thursday morning, and congratulations right off the bat. Tara Rogers picked up $500, 10K payday contest. You know, the clock is ticking.
Yes, it is.
When we announce the grand prize winner of the 10K payday contest, $10,000 Tuesday morning at 9 o'clock hour. So you still have a few more chances to grab your share of the money and qualify for the grand prize. Your next chance to win in less than an hour from now. We'll have another code word for you.
Yes.
At about 7 o'clock, the details on the contest, of course, coming up here in just a few. How was your night last night? Still suffering a little bit from the allergies.
I'm ridiculous with allergies. I'm living on Claritin D and Flonase. So, yeah, breathing a little better, and I'm wide awake.
You don't know if you're coming or going, do you?
No, I do not.
And it really doesn't matter at this point.
Oh, feels like the 80s. It really does. Woo! Yeah!
All right, sunshine today, going to be nice. Got a little windy yesterday.
Yes, it did, I know.
High today in the mid to upper 90s, 97 the high tomorrow.
It's okay.
75 right now. Carla's first take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, there's a streaming search engine. It's called Real Good. They have a list of the top TV shows that users are watching for the first time since this all started. March 16th, that's when pretty much everything closed down for good.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the top shows, Ozark, number one, Tiger King, number two, Breaking Bad, Game of Thrones, Westworld, which is really an interesting show, Better Call Saul, all of the ones you would think, The Office, Good Place.
Yeah.
Stranger Things, Walking Dead, those are all in the top 10 that people have started watching. They've been binge watching for the first time.
See, I feel bad because Jody and I used to watch The Good Place.
Uh-huh.
And it was kind of a stupid show.
It's a great show. That was funny.
I know it's a great show. It's very funny, but I just couldn't get into it.
No.
And I kind of weaned myself off it.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden I hear, well, the series finale was awesome.
Yeah.
So I'm looking for somebody to tell me what happened.
You just need to watch it. You really do. It's nothing. You can't, because it's the humor in the show. You got to watch it. It's only a half hour.
All right.
It's not that long.
You know what? You bring up a good point. 30 minutes. What else am I doing?
Mike, forego one episode of Andy Griffith, okay?
Well, I don't know if I can do that.
The ones I saw last night were just on a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Man, Opie just found the $50. Hold on. Fox has renewed The Masked Singer, which I watched last night, for a fourth season. CBS has canceled Man with a Plan, Tommy, and Carol's Second Act as of now, or as viewers know them as what? What is that one? So, yes, those have been canceled.
We like Tommy, though. That's done?
Yeah, that's going. Man with a Plan, done. Carol's Second Act, done. Yeah, those are not doing well in the ratings. And Charles Barkley, if you've been watching The Last Dance, boy, this Michael Jordan, it's a Michael Jordan documentary, but everybody's in it. Charles Barkley says he's still really, really sad about the fact that he and Jordan are not friends anymore, and that was because he said it's comments that he made about the way Michael Jordan ran the then Charlotte Bobcats franchise, but Barkley doesn't sound, you know, like there's going to be a reconciliation because of Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
He said, the guy was like a brother to me for 20-something years, and it makes me sad, but to me, he's still the greatest basketball player of all time, and I wish him nothing but the best, but there seems to be nothing I can do about it right now. I hope that changes.
Yeah.
I hope it changes. Oh. I really do. This documentary is messing with my head. I love Michael Jordan, and I don't, and I just, it's messing with my head. It
Out
really
of all
is.
The things on,
this documentary
is messing with your head.
Yes, it is.
With
and
the
I'm
Claritin
concerned.
D and the Flonase
yes.
and everything else.
Well, Michael Jordan's, he's bigger, he looks heavy now, and I'm concerned about him.
Okay.
His eyes are all red, and I think he might need a Claritin as well, Mike. That is my take for now, sponsored by Health Plan of Nevada. Switch to Health Plan of Nevada's Medicaid plan. Visit ChooseHPN.com.
We're back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
Live, local, in the studio. Just a phone call away at 702-739-9636. KKLZ Talk and Text Lines powered by Centennial Toyota. Carla, yesterday you had talked about Tiger King.
Uh-huh.
That there's going to be like a made-for-TV movie or something.
I think it's an actual movie. All the details aren't out yet, but a scripted series that picks up like where it left off.
Okay, and Nicolas Cage had been mentioned as playing Tiger King or whatever the guy's name is.
Yeah, Joe Blow.
Okay.
Yeah, playing him, yes.
Well, guess who's on our phone?
Yes, cool, I was hoping.
Nicolas Cage.
Mike and Carla, it's always great talking to you, and I want to say this. Our city is, it's just breaking my heart, and I'm wishing the best for everybody, and I know we're going to come out of this. But I want to thank you two especially for doing what you do every single morning. I know not only me, but all of your listeners certainly appreciate you. So thank you very much.
That is very sweet of you. We appreciate that, Nick. Of course, Nick being a resident here in Las Vegas for a while. Yeah, definitely. Nick, I read yesterday that you, now I don't, I'm thinking you've seen the documentary Tiger King, and that you might be doing now the scripted movie to follow that.
Well, absolutely. And I was really, you know, with this quarantine and everything going on, I thought, you know, watching this guy, this Joe Exotic, I mean, the guy is a weirdo. And I'm thinking, who better to play a weirdo than a creep like me? So, you know, I figured, why not go for this? And, you know, I haven't been on television, Carl. I know you're a big fan of mine, but I really haven't been on TV since probably, I don't know, 1981 or so. So it's really going to be a return to television, and it's just going to be an interesting character. I mean, this guy, I feel like we're sort of kindred spirits in a way. You know, he tried to kill Carol Baskin.
Right.
I tried to kill my career quite a few times.
Yeah.
So neither of those things really worked out. But an interesting character. So I'm looking forward to playing this. Really, it's going to be a little stretch.
Well, I think it's cool because something to do in between marriages at this point, Nick, you know.
Well, thanks for reminding me, Carly. Every time I talk to you, you got Lisa Marie threw the ring in the ocean. I know, I realize. But, you know, let me tell you something. I think that you think I'm creepy.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a few things working that you may not know that I do. For example, going to be playing this Joe Exotic. I'm actually a singer. I've written some songs. You know, he was kind of a weird singer, so I've written songs. Yeah. So here, give a listen. As a matter of fact, your listeners will be the first to hear this.
Wow.
So here we go.
Nice.
I like tigers, but I don't like Carol Baskin. I do like Baskin-Robbins, but Carol Baskin killed her first husband. Now she's basking in the sun.
I like where that went. This from a man who once, I believe I read somewhere along the way that you owned a pet octopus at one time. So
that got out in the public?
It did.
I didn't really know that.
Trying to keep that hush hush while you were at the Oyster Bar. I guess it didn't work.
Right, exactly.
Nick, was always good talking to you, my friend.
It is, man.
Too. Mike and Carla, I absolutely love you. Anytime I could do anything for you, you just let me know. Because we absolutely love you here in Vegas. So thank you so much.
All right, here you go. Another chance to enter to win $10,000 in the Beasley Media Group Multi-Market Contest with this hour's code word, HAPPY.
HAPPY. H-A-P-P-Y. HAPPY.
That is how you spell HAPPY. For your chance to win $500 right now, text it, HAPPY, to 45911. That's 45911. Win $500 and qualify for that 10K payday. Enter HAPPY at 96.3KKLZ.com or on that free KKLZ app you have on your smartphone. Again, the word HAPPY. You have 15 minutes. And then in about a half hour, if you get a weird number calling you, please pick it up. Might be the Beasley banker just wanting to let you know you, in fact, won $500. The word HAPPY. You have 15 minutes. You can text it to the short code if you want, 45911. Good luck.
HAPPY is the code word.
Yes.
To score $500, 10K payday contest. Text the word HAPPY to 45911 to win the $500 or to qualify for the $10,000. Enter it through the free KKLZ app or online at 96.3KKLZ.com. Have until 7:15 to do that.
Okay.
By the way, I want to remind everybody, don't forget to register to be a part of our PYO Zoom party.
Yes, I'm looking forward to this.
A big happy hour on Zoom. PYO, pour your own. We will do that Friday, tomorrow, at 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock Pacific Standard Time.
Woo-hoo!
We're getting people from across the country wanting to join us, so that's kind of cool.
I hope
so. Yeah, I know.
I would like to do something like where who's the furthest?
Yeah,
who has joined us from the furthest area of the world?
I'm hoping that, you know, we have some listeners in Australia.
Yeah.
Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then, of course, we got New York, Florida.
Would love it.
Midwest.
All the details about the PYO Happy Hour on our website, 96.3kklz.com. So that's tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Sunshine today, going to be nice. High 96, the high 97 tomorrow, 75 now. Just a few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3kklz.
Yeah, well, some restrictions, of course, being lifted, you know, throughout the world.
Mm-hmm.
Strip clubs in Texas.
Yes.
Are reopening.
Woo-hoo!
Oh, don't get grabby, guys. Don't get grabby. The virus can live for about 3 days on plastic, so don't get grabby. Be careful. Jeez.
Hold on. Before you go in, do you have a fever?
Yeah, exactly.
Let me ram this up your nose.
Put on your mask.
And just test you and make sure that you're clean.
The thing is, you're not, you know, well, at least in the champagne room, right? You can't touch.
Right.
So they're going to have to stay over there.
Okay.
A little more enticing, actually. So could be good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what this even means. The Earth is closer than ever now to a black hole. So whatever that means, I say go for it. Could whatever's on the other side be worse than a deadly virus, murder hornets, and Tiger King?
Yeah.
Probably not. Probably not. So whatever.
You know what? Hello, black hole.
Yeah, hi, black hole. If there's water in it, I'm going in. Oh, man. And, you know, John mentioned it, airline fares, you know, different things going on.
Yeah.
They say now overall airline fares, man, may rise about 55% because of all of this, because they are eliminating that middle seat, most airlines, if they're not charging for it. So you're going to be charged for it no matter what. So that's how they're going to do that to break even, I suppose. I hope this doesn't last forever.
You know me, I could afford it, I would buy out a whole section.
Oh, I would too. I'd buy the whole row.
I bet you a lot of people would.
I would buy the whole row. I really would. I really would. And I'm wondering, you know, the Frontier that's charging, what if I want to buy the middle seat, but then are they not going to tell me that somebody else bought it and they're going to charge me again? Probably, huh? Okay. All right. But that's fine. I'd like to have that empty.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to have the whole flipping row empty. And matter of fact, this whole section empty. That'd be fine. It is Thursday, my friends. A few things you should know, sponsored by Sam and Ash. What's right?
Mother's Day weekend coming up. As we've said before, you know what? It sucks because a lot of people love taking mom out for breakfast, brunch.
Yeah.
maybe a late lunch, whatever the case may be. And with this quarantine thing going on, you're just going to have to stay home and make do, I guess.
Yeah.
But you brought up a topic that off the air that we haven't touched on, I don't think, is for those women listening this morning, dating the typical mama's boy.
Yeah. And we were talking about it, and that's why this came up. Because I started thinking about it. I don't know why recently he popped in my head. This was probably 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he was, you know, he was older than me. He was probably, probably 35 to later 30s.
Wow.
Oh, maybe even a little older than that. And we had gone out a couple times. He lived here in town. His dad was a pretty, you know, prominent doctor here in town. And we went out a few times, and I really liked him. You know, and he finally said, and I made him dinner one night at the house, and he said, well, why don't you come over, you know, to my house? This is no joke. And I did. It was like, well, this might be the night tonight, you know, and I show up and he didn't even come to the door. It was some woman, you know, that came to the door and it was like, oh, hi. And then he came to the door. Oh, hey, come on in. It was like, what? What is so? Who's the older? Oh, that's my mom. I live with my parents. It's like, whoa.
Hold on. Isn't that something you would mention?
You would think.
After going out a couple of times?
He was an artist. He was just trying to get back on his feet.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I can't remember what happened. Yeah, I think he had moved back to town, like, you know, 5 years prior, and he was still trying to get back on his feet. And it was just that typical thing. When, you know, I went for dinner, and it was like, you know, mom.
And mom sitting there?
Mom, could you get me? Yeah, mom and dad.
Oh.
Mom and dad. But mom, it's like, she was getting up every 2 minutes to get him. So, honey, what do you need?
Wow.
Brought him the salt.
After dinner, did you go up to his bedroom?
No. I couldn't get out of there fast enough.
You know, that had trophies and pennants and stuff like that?
Yes, the shrine, you mean? The shrine. But it was just so typical of what you would think of. And it was just icky and it was weird. And I just.
Was that it? Did you break up with him afterwards?
No, we did keep going out for a while, and he would come to my house.
Well, of course.
And of course, I was convinced that he's gay because, you know, it took a long time to get to that point. But it's like, why not me? I mean, hello, you must be gay, right? Is that it?
How many other women have done this or gone through this, dated somebody, that all of a sudden you found out, wow, you really are a mama's boy?
Yes, that was it. It's like, are you, oh, no, you're not going to the bathroom with him, are you? Oh, okay.
702-739-9636. Ladies, have you been in that situation where, I thought this was great until.
Yeah. Oh, your mom's.
702-739-9636. Text or call in. Either way, we'd love to hear from you this morning. As we get ready for Mother's Day weekend, it's the Boys of Summer, Don Henley. As we talk about the different aspects of mom, it came up off the air that Carla and I were talking about, you know, being a mama's boy.
Yeah.
Have you ever dated one? You did.
I did. And it was just, it really was weird. It was really, really weird.
And the fact that you dated him even after he said, hey, why don't you come on over for dinner, thinking it was his place.
Right.
And his mom answers the door, and he's like in his mid to late 30s.
Yes. Yeah. Just, you know, getting back on his feet, so he's living with his parents again.
It's kind of weird.
He was there for a long time, too.
What was the straw that broke the camel's back?
Oh, man.
If it wasn't that, what was it?
Some of these are funny. Pam said, my ex-boyfriend was like a surrogate husband. Because his mother's husband didn't talk very much. So she would talk to him. She'd call him constantly.
Uh-huh.
And he also used to phrase things in terms of his mom. I asked him something about how tall somebody was at one point. And he said, well, I guess about my mom's height. Everything was my mom. My mom was like, okay.
Like compared to his mom.
Yes. Everything was compared to his mom. Julie said, my boyfriend and I have been together 3 years. He still runs to his mom for everything. She knows the details of our sex life, our arguments. What? He'll go stay at her house every once in a while if we have a fight, or just because he doesn't want her there alone. And she's not old. She's fine. tons of friends, beautiful, huge house. Yeah.
So that isn't, so when a woman sees that, hey, listen, I'm going to go stay at my mom's house. She's alone. I just want to keep her company.
Well,
that does, a woman doesn't say, oh, that is so nice.
I think depending on how often or why, things like that, you know, the fact that she knows everything about your sex life and all of that, that's a little weird.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. Elaine, what about you?
We went to a fancy steakhouse. And his mother cut his steak. Like we were celebrating something. I can't even remember what it was.
Okay.
But I kind of said something later on to him. I'm like, what was that about? Is this normal? Does he always do this?
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out, yes, this is normal.
Oh, wow.
Wish I would have picked that one up a little sooner.
Well, the fact that she's had dinner with you is a little surprising, especially if you're celebrating something.
Well, I wonder if they were, like, celebrating. Who knows? Maybe it was Mother's Day.
Wonder if she tucked the napkin in.
Yeah, and there's probably not one guy out there going, well, is that bad? Or why is that bad?
What's wrong with that?
My mom could cut my steak any time.
Maggie, what's your story?
I used to date this guy, and...
Oh, boy.
He was great to begin with, and then... Yeah. All of a sudden,
they always are.
He would call his mom for the littlest thing.
Okay.
I'm like, I'm right here. He's like, I know. And then he'd keep calling his mom. He wouldn't even do dishes. He wouldn't do laundry. He wouldn't clean his house. His mother did everything for him. I mean, everything from grocery shopping to laundry.
Wow.
You name it, his mother did it for him. I'm like, okay, this isn't going to work, so I'm like, I got to go.
Yeah, it's hard to measure up to what their mom does, what any guy's mom does, if they're that close to her, if they are a mama's boy. It's just hard to measure up, and it's icky.
But see, to me, I look at it like that's the best mother ever.
Yeah, is
it really? From a guy's standpoint.
Oh, yeah, that's the best mother ever. I'm sorry, you don't know how to wipe yourself? Okay, or do your laundry?
What was the text I read from you, from my sister Barb? She was trying to figure out how to get the armpit stains out of David's T-shirts.
Oh, yes, yes, exactly.
My sister
Barb. And I asked how old little David is.
Like 55.
Like, oh, okay. All right, I got it. Okay, sure. Okay.
And everybody in the family is saying, how about new shirts?
Yeah. Yeah, David, you have a job, right?
By the way, if you haven't done that yet, you can do it. I do it on the Amazon Echo device.
Right.
Alexa.
Yep.
Open 96.3 KKLZ. All the details on our website, 96.3kklz.com, 753. People still texting in about the mama's boy thing.
Yes, I dated one. Apparently several have. Now, one of our listeners actually texted, and she said, as a parent of three adult children, I'm close to all three, but there are some things a parent does not need to know. I think with regards to our one listener who said that her boyfriend's mom knew everything about our sex life. Oh, yeah, la, 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 la. Jackie says, my ex-boyfriend lived with his mom the first 3 years we were together.
Wow.
One Halloween, he and I were going to a Halloween party.
Mm-hmm.
I was in his room helping him get ready. At one point, his mom came in and just started helping. Pulling up his pants, tucking in his shirt. It was just icky.
He's like 45 years old.
She said we broke up shortly after that.
Wow.
Now, Anthony said, why shouldn't a man be close to his mother? She gave birth to him, dedicated herself to raising him. In most cases, she'll be much more loyal and willing to stick by him when things get rough. More so than wives and girlfriends. I think Anthony's been hurt.
Yeah.
I do. He said if the relationship ends, then where does he go if he's thrown his mother aside?
Yeah.
I get it, Anthony. I get it.
But I think there might be a line drawn between how much you love your mother.
Yes.
And what you would do for your mother, what your mother does for you.
Sure.
And then on the flip side, being what we've called, or a lot of people would call a mama's boy.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Coming into your room and tucking in your shirt.
His pants.
And stuff like that.
He's okay.
I can handle that.
Yeah. Jeez.
You know, ironing the underwear and stuff.
Yeah, hold on.
Folding it.
Hold on. Let me crease these. Hold on.
Oh, boy. Well, moms, we salute you. We salute you this weekend. Right off the bat, Carla, we have to congratulate the latest winner, 10K Payday Contest, Jason Craig. got the call from the Beasley banker. They asked him, what are you going to do with the money?
I just keep working on my house. I just bought a brand new house. So actually, probably the money would be getting sunk into that.
I bet.
That's cool. Yeah.
Got good projects.
Good. Yes, exactly.
On the new house, you can use some free money.
Yeah.
So he's qualified for $10,000 as well as everybody who had a correct and on-time entry last hour for the $10,000 grand prize, which, by the way, we will announce on Tuesday in the 9 o'clock hour.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it.
Got details on the contest here in a couple of minutes. And your next chance to win less than an hour from now, 9 o'clock, we'll have a new code word for you. Plenty of sunshine today, tomorrow, into the weekend. High today, 96. 97 the high tomorrow. 78 outside right now. Another take with Carla's Entertainment News.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Madonna, you remember a couple months ago when Madonna was canceling her shows left and right? She's pretty sure she had the coronavirus during her Madam X tour. She said, I was really sick at the end of the tour in Paris. It was about 7 weeks ago. She said, along with many other artists in my show, but at the time, we thought we all had a really bad flu. She has tested positive for the antibodies, so most likely she did have it.
Oh.
They're saying a lot of people who went to the Sundance Film Festival also wound up getting what they think is now that, because that was pretty early on in all of this. So a lot of people being tested for the antibodies, which is good. Rage Against the Machine's Tom Morello says he's just flat-out disgusted with the lack of electric guitar players in music today.
Wow.
He said kids just don't either want to practice or have the patience. He said, I used to practice for like 7-8 hours a day playing guitar. And he said, and if you listen to today's music, there are no guitar riffs. There's no, there really isn't, you know?
Can I tell you, I was in a band back in Indiana when I still lived back home.
Right.
We were called Phoenix.
Uh-huh.
It was like a three-piece, like Grand Funk or something.
Yeah.
And the guitar player with us at the time, he would practice just like this guy, seven, 8 hours a day.
Yes.
A lot of scales.
Mm-hmm.
And then he would play different songs.
Right.
He'd have headphones on, and he would just play all day. That was his gig. That was his deal.
That's what you did as a musician.
Yeah, and he was awesome.
See? I wasn't even that, but I remember wanting to play piano, and and half of that was scales. It was just scales constantly.
Working limbering your fingers.
Up. Yeah, exactly.
People laugh at that, but the little finger exercises.
Oh, man, scales are the best. They really are. They're the best. And Guns N' Roses, listen to this. They're releasing a children's book based on Sweet Child of Mine, the illustrated book created by the band with help from author James Patterson. So, yeah. Uses the lyrics of the song to tell a story for toddlers. Patterson says the book will be out in September. And he says it's a story that he knows kids will love reading and the parents will love singing along to. So it sounds like it's a little interactive.
We're really going to have to listen to the words again.
I know.
That song to make sure.
I know. Yeah, really. I got to pull that up now. That's very cool, actually. Oh, my gosh. Listen, you miss anything on this show, just go to our website, 963kklz.com. You can get off. Get caught up anytime. The weekend's around the corner. Go ahead and do it. For now, that's my take.
Go ahead. Read that text.
Let me read this real quick. Becky wrote in. I just said that Tom Morello, Rage Against the Machine, said there nobody plays guitar anymore. They don't want to practice. And Becky said, no guitarists, Carla? Try no musicians and no singers. All computer-generated and auto-tuned music. Nobody's nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame if they came after 2005, with rare exception. She's right.
Yeah.
Really? You know, new music is you know, it's just different. It's electronic. It's whatever.
I'm not a big fan of guitar solos.
Uh-huh.
Like those real lengthy ones.
Yeah, right.
But I really dig a good blues guitarist.
Okay.
That can play.
Fine, yeah.
And I told, you know what? One time I told Jody, I said, I'm a big fan of B.B. King.
Uh-huh.
I said, I don't know if you've ever noticed, he can't sing and play at the same time.
Yeah,
and she goes, what?
He doesn't really, he didn't.
So we went to go see him, and she go, and I told her, I said, hey, we'll make sure you watch.
Right.
And afterwards, she goes, I never noticed.
But you wouldn't unless you saw him, really.
Right.
You wouldn't, you know.
And there are some guys that can't do that.
Right.
It's like tapping your head and rubbing your stomach.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Yeah.
But
I couldn't sing and play piano. Ugh, geez.
No.
No. No.
I talked to our grandson a couple of days ago, and I knew something was bothering him. I said, what's wrong? How was your piano lesson?
Mm-hmm.
He goes, it was hard.
Did he have to do scales?
I don't know. He just said it was hard. I said, everything's hard. I said, remember when you couldn't ride a bicycle?
Yeah.
Kept falling?
Yeah.
And now you're like on a hoverboard.
Yeah.
Keep at it.
You know
Stick
what?
To it.
Yeah. Guess what, Ethan? We're closer to a black hole than ever before.
So play on.
Yes.
Play on. Carla, it's Thursday.
Yes,
and we've been telling listeners to send in what you've been doing at your home.
Yes.
We want to hear the news from your house.
Yes, I would like to get some more, as a matter of fact. We are indeed still doing it. I know it's boring staying at home. Some of you working from home. So definitely get those to us. News from your house. And one of our fine anchors here in Las Vegas will do that for you, like this one.
And you'll imagine, you can't imagine how more exciting it seems when they do it.
Oh.
So text your list to 702-739-9636 or just email it to us through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 963KKLZ.com.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin.
And now it's time for the news from your house.
Kim Wagner, and I'm delivering the news from Melissa's house. Up at 6 a.m., made scrambled eggs, fed the dogs. Husband and I geared up again to clean the garage. Again, did not clean the garage. Did online school with Katie and Ethan. I learned punctuation and the numbers 1 through 100. Katie and Ethan were bored. They learned nothing. Decided I needed something from the store. I didn't, but spent about $40 anyhow. I'm Kim Wagner, and that's the news from Melissa's house on 96.3 KKLZ.
See, that's what we're talking about. See,
it.
Melissa?
I love it. Not bad.
Your day is not as boring as
not
you thought it was. Very exciting. Again, if you have a list you'd like to text us or email it, do it. We'd love to hear from you.
I usually wake up feeling great in the morning. It wakes me up the right way.
We're back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show, 96.3 KKLZ.
Yeah, we'll take care of that live and local and in the studio, making you feel good. Mike and Carla Morning Show, 702-739-9636. KKLZ Talk text lines powered by Centennial Toyota. Just a phone call away. If you want to text in, go ahead. Your good friend Christy's on the phone.
Oh, yes.
And I wanted to ask you, Christy, you know, with all the quarantine going on.
Yeah.
You still keeping up with Days of Our Lives?
Oh, hell yeah. Yes, I am. Of course I am. But you know what, Carla? Let me tell you something. I also heard that Kristen might be leaving the show with Rachel.
See, that's what I'm kind of thinking. I'm thinking some of these characters are leaving. I'm thinking they're going off the show. I didn't know if it'd be her.
Why would all of a sudden start leaving now?
Well, first of all, with all of this, like, production will be halted for a while.
Okay.
So I'm wondering if their budget's going to go down a little bit. But I didn't know if it'd be Kristen or Sarah.
Well, Kristen stabbed Victor. Okay.
Yeah, so, well, Brady said he
Brady
did it, but
took
he didn't
the claim on it. Okay. So they figure they're going to find Sarah, find the baby, and Brady's going to say, okay, you all got to go because you're on the run.
I think that Eric and Sarah are going to wind up back together, and Brady and Nicole will end up back together.
That might be a possibility, but you know what? I don't know. Eric's pretty into Nicole and her little one.
Let me tell you who I think's coming back, and that's Adrian. I don't think she's dead. Or
I don't think she's dead either.
Or Rolf did something. Dr. Rolf. That's Dr. Rolf, the mad doctor.
Yeah,
brilliant.
The mad doctor.
Yes, he's mad.
You have
Thank
a great
you, Chrissy.
Day.
We love you.
Okay, bye, guys.
It's time to play the 10K Payday Contest.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. On 96.3 KKLZ Las Vegas.
All right, here we go. Another chance to enter to win $10,000 in the Beasley Media Group Multi-Market Contest. This hour's code word, heart.
Heart. H-E-A-R-T. Heart.
Heart is the word you need to win $500 right now. Text it to 45911. That is 45911. Win the $500 and qualify for that 10K payday, which is literally right around the corner. Enter heart at 963KKLZ.com or on that free KKLZ app you have on your smartphone. Again, the word heart. You have 15 minutes to do this and in about a half hour. So if you get some weird number calling you, go ahead and pick up the phone. Could be the Beasley banker wanting to inform inform you that you won $500. The word heart. We have 15 minutes. You can text it to 45911. Good luck.
The 10K payday contest, little moany moany.
Yeah.
And the word we just gave you, heart. Text that word to 45911. Shot to win $500 or to qualify for the $10,000. Enter it through the free KKLZ app or online at 96.3KKLZ.com. You still have about 9:15 to do that. We would love a Vegas winner. Once again, the code word, heart. So good luck with that. Some weird, wild, wacky stories in the other news.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. All right, so listen to this. If you're one of those guys that loves wearing the socks with the flip-flops or the sandals.
I went to the mailbox like that the other day.
An odd fact. I know women do it too, right?
Yes. Yep.
The oldest socks ever discovered are from between 300 and 500 AD, and they were designed to be worn with sandals. So that was the
and
original.
It's some guy who still has them. They're my favorite socks. What?
They are.
Don't. Honey, Cleo, don't throw them out. Come on.
There's only a little hole in them right now.
Leave it. Come on.
And to prove that men aren't the only ones that do this kind of thing, a woman in Ohio called 911 when she was drunk over the weekend and said her nether regions were on fire and she needed a firefighter to come over and, quote,
put it out with a hose.
Hey, you can't put it out with a hose. Come on.
She got in trouble, Carla. She was arrested.
I thought it was clever.
For disrupting public service. I did too.
Oh,
do you arrest a woman like that? I don't know.
I'm surprised they didn't just go over and, you know, slap her on the wrist and, honey, you know what?
Well,
put the bottle down and make
sure
she would like that. That's right.
Hey,
put
listen.
The bottle down. See this fire? See it's burning.
I need a big, strong fireman with a hose to put it out.
Yeah, you're fine.
Nothing sexier than getting a call like that.
Yeah, I know. Oh, great. That's great. Is it Marge again?
Mm-hmm.
It's Marge again. Oh, boy.
Rookie, get over here.
I don't know why they arrest some of these people. I really don't. Shelby, North Carolina police arrested a woman yesterday. She was riding topless on a motorized shopping cart at Walmart.
Was she hot?
That's one of the classiest things you're going to see at Walmart.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now. Her name was Brickayla White.
Oh.
She was just cruising through the parking lot. She's a parking lot. What? What's the big deal? And they stopped her. She's 19 years old.
Wow.
So, yeah. Apparently, she had a couple of things in her cart that she shouldn't have had in her cart. Oh. So, you know, and I'm sure it took a long time to arrest her, too.
And she thought by going topless, maybe that would throw them
that's
off.
Right. Here, look, my hands are behind my back. There we go. There you go.
Never mind what's in my cart. Yeah. Look at this.
Yes, that's true. Okay, you can go. And, Mike, in Ohio as well, a mother called 911 on her teenage son because he refused to help clean the apartment.
Oh.
She said his room was just a mess.
Yeah.
Keeps telling him to clean. He wouldn't do it. So the officer showed up, and they did speak to the teen about helping your mother. You got to help your mother out. But he's a teenager. I'm sure he was like, yeah, all right, whatever. Thanks, guys.
And he kept looking at the TV screen.
Yeah, on the
phone.
Without
even looking up.
Yeah, exactly. Hold on, I'm texting Lucas. Hang on just a second.
I'm playing Roblox.
Yeah, okay, clean your mom. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to go play Fortnite. So this is cool. Thanks, Mom. Appreciate it. It's Thursday. Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people. Makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Something good.
We do it at the end of every show. Leave you with a little bit of good news to start your day with. Just a simple story. State trooper and his wife, you know what? They were going to the hospital. She was due. She was in labor. He had to get her there fast. Well, it didn't happen. She was really in labor. He had to pull over on the highway.
This is in
New Hampshire. And he delivered his son in the city of Bedford, New Hampshire. Just, he did it himself.
Yeah.
Son was already born and firefighters showed up to, you know, to help. There wasn't much else to do. But they're doing well. They did go to the hospital after that. But you know what? Piece of cake for this state trooper. Wife, son, Jackson is his name. They're all doing well and everybody is happy and safe. We forget there are other things going on. You know, people right. are still having babies. There's still good things happening. So, congratulations nice. To you, George D'Amelio.
Boy, I, you know what? I'm such a wuss. I
oh, ew.
I don't know if
ew,
I could do that.
Ew. What is that?
Like if Jody was pregnant?
Yes, yeah.
I don't know if even my daughters, if I was with one of my daughters.
Right, I know. I know.
That just seems like.
Yes.
I wish I could be that guy.
Boil water. Boil water. Get me rags. Get me.
What's the Andy Griffin episode?
I know.
I need sheets and water.
Yes, that's right. For what? Nobody ever knows.
That's amazing. Anybody who's ever done that, I salute you.
I agree. I agree.
All right. Well, if you have a feel-good story, send it to us. Submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. Better yet, if you have a local story, give us your version.
Yes.
Dial us up when we're on the air, 702-739-9636. We would love to hear it. 941, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon, sponsored by Shelter Insurance, Home, Auto, Life. Find your Shelter Insurance agent at shelterinsurance.com. Well, Nick Cage talking to us this morning about playing the role of what, Tiger King?
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Yeah. And it kind of continues a movie that continues after the series ends.
Also talked about with Mother's Day this weekend. Mother's, yes. You know, have you dated a mama's boy?
Yeah.
You did for a while.
Oh, I sure did. Oh.
And not the only one. Okay. And by the way, congrats, Rich Wagner. Big winner, 10K payday contest, $500 or richer. Qualifies for the $10,000, your next chance to win and qualify, 11 o'clock. Wendy Rush will have a new code word for you, so make sure you're listening for that. Otherwise, do have a great day. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
You missed the show today. Catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.